Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Limited Q2 CY16 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sagar Lele of Motilal Oswal Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I welcome all participants to the R Systems 2Q CY16 earnings conference call. Joining us on the call from the senior management of R Systems, we have Mr. Rekhi Singh, Managing Director, Lieutenant General Baldev Singh, President and Senior Executive Director, Mr. Nand Sardana, the CFO, Mr. Avirag Jain, EVP and CTO, and Mr. Kumar Gaurav, who is the AVP of Finance and Accounts. I would now hand over the call to Mr. Kumar Gaurav. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for attending our system Q2 2016 investor call. Customary, I will read out the disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainty. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such forward-looking statements. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now, I am handing over to Mr. Rekhi to give his opening comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being a part of this investor call for the second quarter of 2016. First of all, I would like to present an overview of our systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us for the first time. Our systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 14 development and service centers worldwide. Our systems delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries, namely telecom and digital media, healthcare, banking and finance, manufacturing and supply chain, and state governments. Our deep industry domain knowledge combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility and cloud help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. The value we help create is comparable to the oyster delivering the pearl. The oyster pearl metaphor lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders and is reflected in our tagline, caring, innovating and transforming. It is this value-centric philosophy that has given us success. During quarter two, we have reported revenues of rupees 149 crores. The quarter-on-quarter increase is 5% and the increase is primarily due to growth from new and existing customers. The EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 22 crores, which is about 15%. The quarter-on-quarter growth is 67%. Profit after tax was rupees 17 crores, which is more than 100% growth quarter-on-quarter. Improvement in margins is a result of volume growth and operational efficiency as offset by ramp-up costs. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical with 30% share of our revenues. We serve 150 customers, including 22 contributing $1 million-plus revenues. We added 8 key clients during this quarter. Utilization for the quarter was above 78%. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 272 crores and cash and bank balances of rupees 115 crores. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide you a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Rekhi. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call.
Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter two. I'll first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed by Avirat's comment on the operation, and then final summing up by Mr. Reki, and then Q&A session. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was Rs. 148.85 crores or $22.25 million, quarter-on-quarter increase of 4.92%. The quarter-on-quarter increase of 4.92% is mainly due to volume increase at all our businesses. We added 8 key customers during the quarter and 80 technical associates. The full revenue impact will reflect from Q3 onwards. Getting down to gross margin, it was 36.28% in Q2 compared to 34.03% last quarter, an improvement of 2.25%. Improved gross margin is on the back of high utilization, 1.4%, increase in billing days, 52 basis points, and impact of decline in travel and other costs, 33 basis points. In fact, we had improved utilization at on-site due to almost nil bench. However, to some extent, this is offset by reduced offshore utilization due to ramp-up on new projects. Getting now to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses decreased quarter-on-quarter by Rs. 3.15 crore. It was Rs. 31.82 crore in this quarter compared to 34.97 crore in last quarter. The decrease mainly due to H-1 visa filing fees, which is accounted for in quarter one at the time of filing these visas, whereas in this quarter, we had some write-back on H-1 visa fees. EBITDA in quarter two was Rs. 22.19 crores or $3.31 million compared to Rs. 13.31 crores or $1.97 million last quarter and Rs. 23.81 crores or $3.77 million in quarter 2, 2015. As percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 14.91% in this quarter compared to 9.38 last quarter and 14.39 in quarter 2 last year. Improvement in EBITDA was resultant of volume increase in on-site utilization, higher billable days, and also impact of H-1 visa cost in quarter one. For half one 2016, we reported EBITDA of 12.2% as against 11.8% for the whole of last year. In my view, there is still scope to improve this by 50 to 100 basis points during second half 2016. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was Rs. 2.80 crore compared to 2.83 crores in quarter one, so almost same. Interest expense is Rs. 3.20 lakhs in this quarter compared to 3.10 lakh last quarter, almost same. Other income in quarter two was positive Rs. 2.74 crores compared to Rs. 2.17 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gains. The other income is increased by higher exchange gain compared to last quarter, mainly in European business. Euro has appreciated during this quarter against USD. As on quarter two, we have total power cover of $12.7 million with average rate of 70.51 and euro cover of $1.95 million with average rate of 79.26. This has already been marked to market at closing rate of 30th June. Our tax expense was Rs. 5.40 crore this quarter as against 4.98 crore last quarter. Effective tax percentage for the quarter is low due to increase in profit in USA and Singapore where we have past carryover losses. Net profit after tax was Rs. 16.69 crores or $2.49 million compared to Rs. 7.64 crore or $1.13 million last quarter. Resultant EPS for the quarter is Rs. 1.32 per share compared to Rs. 60 per share last quarter. Getting down to asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of June 30th was Rs. 102.57 crores compared to Rs. 103.25 crores at the end of last quarter. The receivable in terms of DSO were 53 days as at June 30th and 55 days as at end of March 31st. Cash and bank balances were Rs. 115.68 crores compared to Rs. 98.96 crores at the end of March 31st. We have been constantly generating cash from the business, which is reflecting in higher cash balances. Our system shareholder funds were Rs. 272.65 crores at the end of June 30th compared to Rs. 254.68 crores at the end of March 31st. With that, let me hand over to Avirat for review of operations.
Thank you, Nandi. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. I would like to give a brief flavor of our global operation and the customer and the market that we are engaged in. And Mr. Rikki said that we continue to focus on selective verticals, which include telecom, banking, healthcare, manufacturing, and U.S. government projects. And we continue to maintain a good domain skill in this, supported by deep technical skills. We are further strengthening our technical skill in mobility, IoT, analytics, and cloud. We recently hosted an IoT week, and that was, we got some devices from Intel. So we created IoT lab, and we are further enhancing our skill there. So that remains one of our focus area. In mobility, we do a wide range of technology in project, you know, to include in Android, iOS, hybrid, and, you know, mix of the project. We have a lot of clients in this space, in pay card, HR, application management, and that segment. In analytics, you know, we have built some good framework already, which is for data aggregation and reporting. And we continue to invest further on this, and we are hopeful this will turn good results for us down the line. On the cloud side, we work on all the leading cloud, which is Salesforce, Microsoft, and Amazon, and we have a lot of good skills in this space. This year, this quarter, we have added, you know, 8 new clients, and some of them are high good growth potential. One of them is a leading French company which provides IPTV solution to satellite TV operators and broadcasters. They have engaged us for one of their large projects that they have got to enhance their product to support this customer. It is a large deal for us. Another one from US is a cloud-based product development and testing company where we are supporting their product for video and audio streaming. And one that computer has got is a Fortune 500 IT company that provides a wide variety of hardware and software to its client. And we are creating a messaging platform for them for one of their European clients. Again, another one for computer is in telecom space, which is again a US-based wireless and networking solution company, and we are supporting them. IBase, which is our Singapore subsidiary, focused on Microsoft platform. We got a cloud implementation of Microsoft Dynamic and ERP solution for a Singapore-based leading provider of, you know, communication solutions. So these are some of the key clients that we have added this quarter. In terms of headcount, we have grown from 1773 to 1853, a net addition of about 80. And utilization actually is almost the same, around 78.5 now, again the same. On geography-wise, US is the largest contributor, 58%, Europe 18%, Southeast Asia 18%, and rest of the world 5%. On client concentration, 10 top clients give us 31%, and the largest client 6.4%. With that brief overview, I hand over to Mr. Rikki for his closing comments. Thank you. Mr. Rikki?
Thank you, Abhirag. Let me sum up. We will continue to nurture our system's values of caring, innovating, and transforming in building a sustainable and a profitable organization. We are excited with the H1 2016 results, especially with the key account wins in telecom, digital media, and healthcare. We are continuing to partner with our customers by building innovative software products for them, using newer technologies like analytics, mobility, IoT, cloud, to simplify their processes and provide them a valued offering. Our strategy for 2016 is to focus on profitable growth while intensifying our investment in innovation around people, processes, and technologies. We are maintaining a strong balance sheet to invest in organic and inorganic growth. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and I will hand you back to the organizers for your questions and answers.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. We have our first question from the line of Mr. Sagar Lele from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Could you talk a little about how your deal pipeline has been changing since the time you started strengthening your focus on newer technologies? Has this resulted in an increase in the overall pipeline, or has the quality of the pipeline changed, or probably is there a difference in the composition of the funnel now compared to earlier?
Yeah, thank you, Sagar. This is Avirag. I can address, as we have mentioned and Sriki also mentioned, we are, you know, we have built a lot of skills in some of the leading technology, which is mobility, IoT, cloud, digital. And as a result, some of the new leads, the new customers that we are getting are definitely asking for these services. And a lot of our existing clients also, where we were doing, you know, legacy product development and those for them, and all these product companies also moving toward these directions. So that way, the mix of the business is changing and changing towards, you know, the leading technology, and that is definitely, you know, looks good for us from a customer retention and acquiring new customer point of view.
Right. Would it be possible to probably quantify some of this? How much of the pipeline would be towards newer technologies, or how much of your current revenues would be contributed to by these?
For the sales pipeline, I think pipeline is good and it has been encouraging compared to last quarter. Number-wise, I will not be able to share with you. To answer your question on how much these newer technology like analytics clouds, I think close to 6-7% business is being contributed by these technologies.
Fair enough. And is that number significantly different for the new customers that you're adding? Because the client wins in this quarter have been very strong. Plus, you see that the growth in the non-top 10 accounts has also been strong in this quarter. So are these metrics a function of the changes that you're bringing about in the business?
Definitely, Sagar. Actually, with each quarter passing, the percentage, there has been an improvement in percentage in quantifiable terms. Because of these technologies, I think maybe 1-2% improvement is there compared to last 2-3 quarters.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by 1 on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star 1 now. We have a next question from the line of Mr. Ashish Chopra from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks. So just one question around your aspiration of growth and profitable growth that you mentioned. So are you narrowing down your focus to a select set of services or business units that you would like to, you know, highlight, which are the ones which would be your key drivers towards that end?
This quarter we have grown close to 5%, mainly on the back of volume growth, as you would have seen. Our focus verticals are telecom and digital media, banking and finance, healthcare, manufacturing and logistics, and government business, mainly in US. So, mainly the volume growth has been in this area. Having said that, in other areas also we are improving, but I think the main growth is coming from these focus areas only.
Okay. Yeah, so my question actually was that within these 5 that you typically mention, are there, you know, 1 or 2 which are really where a bulk of the business is coming from or seeing really good traction that you would want to build upon?
Yeah, on telecom side, one of the focus areas that is helping us is IPTV. So there we have a substantial count and number is growing there. That is one area. On healthcare, mainly on the provider side. So we are doing most of the work that we do are for a product company who are providing solution on the provider side. There are 2 provider and payer, so we are mainly focusing on the provider side.
Okay. And on the telecom side, in terms of IPTV, if you could just give us some more clarity in terms of what exactly is the nature of opportunity over there and how big would it be, and what is your solution that is making you grow in that segment?
So if you look at, IPTV, briefly, we know in India, Tata Sky, Dish TV, all of them, they are providing mainly solution, which is the dish or broadband. And now there is a convergence happening of OTT, IPTV, DVB, all of them are good. There is a convergence happening. So what is there in the market, they are going to converge, and through the same channel, I think most of the solution will emerge towards. And that is where we are focusing, and a lot of clients that we are working are in a converged solution on the OTT, DBB and IPTV. So there is a lot of, I think, innovation happening in the market, and we being in this space for almost like 8-9 years, I think we maintain a good technical edge, and that is, I think, helping us big way.
Okay, okay. And also, if you could highlight within healthcare services in the provider segment, since it's an ocean in terms of the width and breadth of services, where exactly would your play be?
See, we remain, our focus again remain on the product companies. Primarily, the product company who have their product and solution, that is where we operate on that. It may be, you know, a healthcare, you know, it can be a hospital automation or, you know, interfacing third-party product with that. So it's a whole gist of it.
Okay, okay. And just one last one from my side was, so you mentioned about your investments going into the IoT segment as well, and you mentioned 6-7% of your business probably coming from these areas. Is IoT something which you're already monetizing today? And if yes, then would it be possible to share an example of an engagement within IoT that you would be doing for any client?
You see, right now, most of the work, we have some projects as a part of our existing relationship that we are doing. One of that, I can give you an example, is for one of the